Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to My Take on It with Your Angelic Karma. If you are interested in sharing your story in a future broadcast, send an email to yourangelicstories@gmail.com. Here she is, folks, your host, the one, the only, the all-so-beautiful, Your Angelic Karma.
Back to My Take on It with Your Angelic Karma. Today is Wednesday, July 7th, and I'm going to talk about kissing besitos. Now, I mentioned in the past on a podcast that for me, kissing is very intimate. Kissing is very, very intimate to me. That's the most intimate physical act I could do with a person. So no, I don't kiss everybody. And I most definitely have not kissed everybody that I've had sex with. I don't do that because for me, mouth to mouth kissing is very intimate. It's for someone that I am most definitely in love with and have a certain amount of feelings for. I feel like that is the most intimate physical at and contact that you could do with a person. That's just my personal feelings about kissing. So what do you all think about kissing? You know, is who gets your besitos? Or does everybody get your kisses? Who gets your kisses, you know, or do everybody get them? Do you see kissing as very intimate like that? Kissing is like, for me, it's like mouth-to-mouth kissing, like tongue kissing, is like it's kind of like having sex. So, but it's more intimate to me than having physical sex. That I don't know why, but that's the way that I think about kissing. Like that kissing is very intimate. Now, but who doesn't love besos? Who doesn't love kisses? Most people like being kissed. They like kissing people. And I was thinking about kissing. With my Mars, Mercury, Venus, and Scorpio, when my mind goes towards sexual or physical acts or expressions of love and desire, it goes towards the sensations that people are feeling. I like to know how other people are feeling. I know it's different, most definitely, when you're in the act. Like, how does it feel? You know, tell your significant other, say, dame un beso, give me a kiss like that, and be lost in the moment of feeling. And a lot of people look at technique, and it's about the technique and all that. I look at things that it's about the sensation and the feeling and being lost in that sensation and feeling. And it's a little bit less, or in combination with equally the technique and getting it right and being mechanical about it. For me, it's like, how does it make you feel? So this question came into my research when I was researching, because I don't know how kissing makes you all feel. I don't know what you all feel when you're kissing like that. I personally, because for me to want to know what you all are feeling, I have to be able to give you all a little bit about what I'm feeling. Well, I feel it all over my body because I'm not going to kiss the person unless I'm very physically attracted to them and in love with them. Because kissing for me is like having sex with your mouth, like that, with their mouth. So I'm feeling it all over my body. I'm most definitely lost in the sensation of their lips. And it just brings, I feel it all over my body like that. And it turns me on a lot. Kissing turns me on. You know, it's hard for me to kiss, give a deep kiss, and receiving a deep kiss, enjoying a kiss, and not want more. Kissing is a turn on for me like that. So how do you all feel when you're kissing? And how do you feel about kissing? And so this is the question. How does kissing someone with full lips differ from kissing someone with small lips? Now, as a woman, I've never kissed anyone with full lips. Their lips will be less fuller than mine are, like that. Okay, so, but they were full enough where we weren't bumping each other's teeth, so they had lips. Is because, okay, when you run your tongue inside of your mouth at the top where your teeth and your lips connect, you feel something that feels like a pillow, like cushion. It's soft. It's like cushion. Like, go wash your finger. Go wash your finger. If those of you that have not kissed anyone with medium to full lips, especially those of you that are men, now go. Well, it's not going to feel right if you do this, because it depends on how much of that cushion. Like, when you run your tongue between your at the top of your lip, between your teeth and your lip, there's a pillow there, like it's a tissue pillow, full soft. At the bottom, there's the same thing, but at the top more full soft. And when you go wash your finger and you put your finger in your mouth and start sucking in like that, okay, and you have a fullness cocooning, but it's with cushion and meat, and it's a lot of meat in there and tissue in there, and it's wet like that, and just suck your finger. If you have thin lips, I don't know how that's gonna feel. If you have full lips, it's gonna feel like two wet, moist pillows sucking your finger in like that. Your finger surrounded by two wet, moist, juicy pillows like that. That's how it feels if you're gonna be kissing someone with lips that are like mine. Some people can have lips fuller than mine are, like that. Now, so it feels good to my finger. Now, and so it will feel good to their tongue, like that. So how does it feel to kiss someone? Have you ever kissed someone with full lips? Have you ever kissed someone with thin lips or thinner lips than yours? Or men usually have thinner lips, right, than we have, like that. So have you ever kissed so all the men that I've kissed, their lips have been thinner than mine, but they've had lips. They had a top and a bottom lip like that. Because you get that when you suck your fingers, like, you're going to be like, oh, get your finger out your mouth and stop sucking it like that. Now, okay. Now, so it's like, this is what people answered. Now, somebody states, Edward states, I gotta tell you straight up, when I'm kissing someone, the last thing I'm thinking about is the relative size of her lips. So he's more about technique and not the feeling, the sensuality, that soft cushioniness of the lips, just sucking and bringing your tongue in, just sucking on your lip, and that fullness of that wet, soft, plush pillow, moist meat inside lip. The inside of the lip is just like plush, like a damn grape. Like that. Let's get off of that, because we might need a man in a minute. Now, So he is more into technique. People of all lip sizes are able to kiss very satisfactorily as far as I have been able to tell. My own sample size is fairly small, but I don't think I ever heard anyone complain that they didn't like kissing their partner because his or her lips were too large or too small. Of course, you are not asking about complaints. You're just curious about the qualitative difference between the two. And I'm not sure there's enough of a difference in the experience attributable to lip size to overcome the difference in the experience due to individual kissing technique. So he's more about the mechanics of kissing and not the sensuality. Yeah, you could get a good kiss if you know the technique from any size lip, but when you get those two soft plus fillers wrapped around your tongue and sucking on your bottom and top lip, and it feels like heaven is just drawing you into the mouth, it's like, and two damn cushions that are wet and moist and meaty, is that kiss is gonna take you away like that, and you don't have to worry about teeth bumping or deflated tires as lips. Now, it's like, so that would be my feeling, because I like the sensuality in feeling and being lost in the lips like that. Because I stated, kissing is very intimate and it's like having sex for me. So I know that there's more to it about technique than technique like that. Is, but you can get the good out of anything. It depends on what type of person you are, how sensual you are. Or are you a technical person? Or are you a sensual person? Now, since we're on this subject, it's worth mentioning, he states, that relative jaw size and flexibility may also affect the experience. If someone's moving in to plant one on you and suddenly their jaw unhinges like a snake, it could be a little unnerving. Just go at the moment. It'll be fine. I would never kiss this man. Now, so Rocket Man states, answers this guy that just spoke. Well, you do not think about it because you naturally do not have the faculty for lip sensuality. So you cannot feel the same way with someone that has fuller lips, that has the ability to give that pleasure. Kissing someone's lip is the same as mating with someone with breasts. The bigger ones feel so comfortable as opposed to little to nothing at all. But that doesn't mean that small breasts aren't enjoyable. It will be about the technique and the preference of the person like that. Carlos states, physically speaking, the lips are the number one important factor of making the kiss. Full lips rule 60% of the straight male population, agrees with me. Well, what if 60% of the straight male population has not kissed full lips? And I'm not talking about plastic surgery and lip fuller lips. I'm talking about women that just have naturally plump, juicy, that inside part of the lip is what makes the kiss. Like you put your tongue like, and put your finger out and just suck at it. Like, that's what the kiss is going to be about. So Dave states, you're wrong. Lip size does make a huge difference, and it feels super different like that. So they are not agreeing with what he is saying. They state that the size and the actual lip, the texture of the lip, the size of the lip is the sensuality. The technique is like, I know how to kiss. I know how to put my tongue there. I know how to move my lip there. I know how to move my head there like that. And I get pleasure from that. The sensuality is the feeling, the texture, the suppleness, the sucking, is everything along with technique. Takia states, fuller lips feel better to your lips. It feels soft. Yeah, like two pillows. Especially the inside. When you take your finger, if you all want to know, you purse your lips and then suck your finger. It is soft in there. And then the outside of the lips also in combination with that. But the inside is like so soft, so plump, so lush. There's a there's meat in there that not thin meat. It's a pillow. It's round. You feel it with your tongue. It's a round, like full of pillow, or full of tissue, or full of liquid, or full of something, that top and bottom lip, and it makes a kiss so damn great. Like that. Takiya states, bigger lips feel better to your lips. It feels soft and it's more to grab rather than playing with each other's tongues, which get boring after a while. Definitely feels like a passionate kiss, soft and sweet. Smaller lips, in my opinion, doesn't feel as good, and you're more likely to bump teeth together because there's no lips to grab and it's just tongue playing mostly. So she's stating that if the smaller lips are kissing, it's more about the tongue action and the tongue play. With the fuller lips, it takes kissing to a whole different level. It takes it to a completely different level. When that plush roundness touches your lips in the soft gel-like feeling, warm, wet, and sucking you in, it's going to be like, you're going to be like, this kiss is like having sex. Like, that's what you're going to feel. That's what you're going to feel. And it's going to be, your mind isn't going to be on technique. You're going to be lost in the sensuality. Like that. Perry, another woman, states, it's so true about the tongue play trying to compensate for not doing enough with the lips. Okay. Jeffrey states, I find people with fuller lips, especially men, is smoother on your mouth. Men with slits rather than lips are giving you more wickers and it's scratchy, and fuller lips are more sensual. Emmanuel states, I agree totally. Muhammad states, fuller lips are best to be kissed. So what do you all think? These are just their opinions. You know, is Jadara states, first and foremost, every kiss would differ from the person, from the same person, as well as person to person. Yeah, because if you don't have full lips, you have to rely on technique. If you have full lips, it's the sensuality that the full lips are going to give you as the full lips are kissing you and being kissed. It's the sensuality. And you're going to throw that technique out the window. You're going to be like, I want to get lost on this pillow and just ride off into nowhere. And it's like, you're going to be like lost. It's like, oh, this, everything you knew just went out the window. It's like, oh, shit. This isn't kissing. This must be love making. But why are our clothes still on like that? You're going to be like that. Now, so Jadara states, first and foremost, every kiss would differ from the same person as well as person to person. From my own experience, I find that fuller lips are softer kisses. The person with the fuller lips can kiss deep or passionate or lightly, etc. And it will have a specific silkiness that smaller lips don't have. I also find, though, that fuller lips can lead to messier, wetter kisses. Smaller lips are a firmer, since there's less lip to make contact with and catch your kiss. The size of your own lips can vary it as well. Yeah, I think she's right that fuller lips can be a sloppier or wetter kiss. It'll most definitely be a hot and a heated one. Because when you put your finger, I keep wanting y'all to put y'all finger in your mouth. Make sure y'all are watching your damn hands first. When you put your finger in your mouth like that and you start sucking in, it's very hot because there's a cushiony stuff in there. It is warm and it's hot and it's plush. It's like, ooh, like too, like soft, something like jelly-like, like just warm and hot and like wet like that. So it can be a sloppy kiss if you get down on it like that. It can become sloppy. I just can't understand how people with very thin lips kiss. This is what Debbie says. The women are more talking about their preference for the fuller lips like that. That one guy was talking about, it was more about technique and the mechanics of kissing. So he can get fulfillment out of anybody. These women are talking about, it's the sensuality and all of that like that. And you get throw that technique out the window because you're learning something new. You're in a whole different dimension. You went somewhere else with these kisses. All that stuff you learned about technique, you just do that on your back over your shoulder when your lips touch those lips. And it's like some of you may be able to orgasm kissing those types of lips. If you kiss them long enough, you can have your clothes on. Now, Debbie states, I just can't understand how people with very thin lips kiss. Some of the lips look just like the lip on a smiley face or a snake. It just doesn't appear to be sexual. I have nice full lips that are very kissable and filled with passion, so I've been told. When I kiss thin lips, they are hard and dry or just non-existent. Wendy states, I have full lips, and it's fun kissing. Guys' lips are firm and kind of aggressive sometimes when he tries to force his tongue into my mouth. So what do you all think? You know? Wesley Stipes, I live in a part of the world where kissing is treated the same way as shaking hands in America, so I have oodles of experience to draw on. For a simple peck, small lips are better. It's quick, it's easy, in and out. Full lips are overwhelming. There's some moisture. You're getting more than you bargained for. Yeah, and it can be very sensual. It can be the next thing to actually having sex like that. The fulfillment could be. You know, it takes making out to a whole new level. You know, and then you could, if you're relying on technique, it doesn't matter the lip size, but you are missing out on something. You're missing out on a whole lot of sensuality like that. You are. It's like sleeping on the bed with no pillow or sleeping on a bed with no mattress. And you're sleeping on the frame is what I would equate it to. And those people have to rely on tongue play and tongue action. It's not the sensuality of the cushiness and the softness and the wetness and the plumpness of those lips like that. It's those lips and the combination of the tongue and your loss and you can orgasm, I'm telling you, like that. You can. You know, so Evan states, in my experience, the ideal is one person needs to have full lips, one needs to have the small lips. Now, and the man usually have the small lips or thin lips, he states. Two people with two full lips is just a lot of squishiness in the way. Because the full lips are on the inside. They're squishy, but there's a firmness to it. Think of that sucking in, which you're going to hit. But if you have thin lips, you're not going to feel that sucking in on them. It's like that, because it's like that meat on the inside needs to encase your finger. And you're going to feel it all over you. It's going to be that warm and that, oh my gosh. Now, Evan also states, too small. Two people with small lips kissing, or kissing a person with small lips is kind of cold. It's like harder to be all passionate and full on making out without any cushion, he states. Like that, because you need that cushion. Now, if you're accustomed to kissing people with small lips, you're going to think, well, the lip size doesn't have anything to do with it because you've not experienced real kissing. You've experienced probably tongue playing with each other's tongue. We're talking about full on sucking in, like that, sucking your lips in, sucking your tongue in, just making you feel it all throughout every cell of your body, like that. We're talking about another type of kissing, like that. Now, Melissa states, men have hard lips. Thin lips are usually hard. Women have soft lips. That's what she states. So I think that if they are full, naturally full lips, without that missing cushion on the inside, I think it would make for a very sensual kiss. It would make for a very sensual kiss, because there's that's fat that's in there. And it feels good. It feels really good. You know, it will feel really good to the man. Because a woman will usually have that. It will feel really good to him. Now, if he's never experienced that, he would have to have relied on technique, because he hadn't experienced that. And it would be about tongue play. When he does experience it, it's going to be about everything. He's going to know what those lips are sitting on the mouth for, like that, and what they're capable of, and how they're capable of making him feel all throughout his body, and the ecstasy that it can bring him. And it's nothing about technique or tongues. It's about those lips, like that, in combination with technique and tongue action and all the rest of his body, like that. And he's going to throw those techniques off his shoulder, because he's going to be taken to a different level of making out. He's going to know what making out really means, like that. So what do you all think about lips? Quién es el dueño de sus besos? Who is the owner of your kisses?